Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking about
the other thing I say to Europe. We will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains. And I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah, windmills are terrible. We're not going to allow them to be built in America by American companies that might be based in Pensacola. They're horrible and awful and...
most expensive form of energy. It's no good. They're made in China, almost all of them. When they start to rust and rot in 8 years, you can't really turn them off. You can't bury them. They won't let you bury the propellers, you know, the props, because... there's a certain type of fiber that doesn't go well with the land. That's what they say. The environmentalists say you can't bury them because the fiber doesn't go well with the land. In other words, if you bury it, it will harm our soil.
They're 90 to 95% recyclable. It is true that the blades have at various, there's a little bit more challenge with the blades, but they're changing how they make the blades now. It's the most expensive energy, or maybe, I don't know, the cheapest energy out there. there's a certain point at which, I just want a president who, at least when he talks, doesn't just make up facts. You know, that is it too much to ask? It is apparently too much to ask. You know, I got told by somebody not that long ago, I said, you know, you just shouldn't even talk about President Trump because, you know, it doesn't gain you anything. The Trump supporters are going to hate you for telling the truth about him, and the Trump critics are going to hate you for praising him. You can't win. I get it. You can't win. But, you know, I mean, you know, he is the president, and he does say ridiculously dumb things sometimes, especially when he keeps repeating things that have been repeatedly disproved.
The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive. And in all fairness, Germany tried it, and wind doesn't work. You need subsidy for wind, and energy should not need subsidy. Energy, you make money. You don't lose money. But more important than that is it ruins the landscape. It kills the birds. They're noisy. You know, you have a certain place in the Massachusetts area that over the last 20 years had one or two whales wash ashore, and over the last short period of time, they had 18, okay? Because it's driving them loco. It's driving them crazy.
The windmills, they're killing the whales, see? It drives them loco. No, there was a paper. It just came out. The National Oceanic Administration and Atmospheric Administration came out with a paper and said possible causes of death to whales, loco encephalitis. It doesn't. There's no evidence. NOAA actually says this. There's no scientific evidence that noise resulting from offshore wind characterization surveys could potentially cause whale deaths. So, no. But if you just repeat something that you've said many times before, all of a sudden it's just true because you've repeated it enough times. I think the reason that Trump doesn't like windmills? I think he doesn't like it because he doesn't like the way they look. At base, I think that's it. And because he doesn't like the way they look, he'll make up whatever ridiculous things he can and repeat whatever nonsense he's retweeted or retruthed or whatever. The facts just don't matter. It's like, whose line is it anyway, President Edition? The facts are made up and the points don't matter.
Windmills will not come. It's not going to happen in the United States.
What?
And it's a very expensive. And I would love to see. I mean, today I'm playing the best course, I think, in the world, Turnberry. Even though I own it, it's probably the best course in the world, right? And I look over the horizon and I see 9 windmills, like right at the end of the 18th. I said, isn't that a shame? What a shame.
See, it ruined the shot. Not the slice hook shot, but the shot of the scenery, right? He's preferring Turnberry to be pristine and unintruded upon by human technology. And there's those stupid freaking windmills. Oh, 9 of them. I counted 9. Not 8, not 7, not 10, 9. 9 stupid windmills. So I've got to... got to get rid of them again. John, you've driven to Texas not that long ago.
Right, yeah.
You've driven across anywhere, basically anywhere west of the Mississippi. And so you've seen the thousands of windmills that are all over the place.
Yes, I saw them.
Aesthetic opinion?
They're just ugly.
Yeah, they're not the most beautiful things.
Right.
And I like a landscape, too. I also like lights.
You do?
I do. I mean, I'm weird that way. I like to be able to charge my electric vehicle. Hint, hint.
Oh, wait. No. Kidding. I was like, no.
No kidding. It's a power source. No, I don't ever look at a power. I don't ever look at Plant Chris. Oh, what's the name of it now? It's not Plant Chris. What's the? When they went natural gas, they renamed it. I can't remember the name now. Anyway, or maybe it is still named the Gulf Clean Energy Center. Used to be called Plant Crist. It's the Gulf Clean Energy Center. I've never looked at Plant Crist and thought, let's shoot the wedding photos there. You know, it's just...
let's shoot the wedding photos there?
It's not pretty. It's an industrial facility. Okay. That's the price you pay. I never see a nuclear power plant, and, you know, there's one. Oh, where did we drive past one not that long ago? I'm trying to remember now. I was in South Carolina, and I thought, you know, I didn't look at it and think,
wedding photos here.
Paint me an oil of that and put it in my living room. You know, it just, all energy production is ugly a little. I actually think the windmills are sort of amazing to look at. Not amazing like I want, you know, it brings me great comfort and joy, but, I mean, it's a wild piece of technology to watch. And we just recently took a trip to Denver and drove through all of them. Okay. Okay. But now Trump is just, you know, everything about them is a lie. Everything about them is false. They don't work. They're ugly. They're too expensive. You can't recycle them. They killed the whales. They killed the birds. They killed the golf course. They can just, it's all so silly. But, oh, by the way, the birds thing. Let me get one more clip, maybe two here.
You have the same thing all over Europe in particular. You have windmills all over the place. Some of the countries prohibit it, but people ought to know that these windmills are very destructive. They're environmentally unsound, just the exact opposite, because the environmentalists, they're not really environmentalists. They're political hacks. These are people that. They almost want to harm the country.
The environmenters. I kind of like that, actually. The environmenters.
Mentors?
Yeah, instead of environmentalists. All they're trying to do is harm the country. Yeah, I don't agree with environmentalists all the time. I do think conservatives should be environmentalists because, you know, we're supposed to take care of the garden. We're supposed to steward the earth and protect the species and the plants and everything else. And, you know, we were given control and authority, and we should be good stewards, and often we are not. But that doesn't mean that I agree with everything that the particularly leftist anti-humanists. It's kind of funny because they're humanists on the one sense of, you know, being anti-God, but they're anti-humanists when it comes to a lot of things, right? They hate humans and hate the way humans behave, and they put humans on an equal field with other species, and that's generally a mistake. Anyway, one final clip from him, and then we'll talk about some of the fat claims. And, you know,
you look at these beautiful landscapes all over the, you know, the world. Many countries have gotten smart. They will not allow it. Ugh. They will not. It's the worst form of energy, the most expensive form of energy. But windmills should not be allowed. Okay.
The worst form of energy, the most expensive form, places are outlawing it. I mean, none of that's true. But also, the business about the birds, this is kind of a cute one. John, if you had to take a guess.
A cute one?
Yeah, I mean, okay. What can I say?
I know. I was just...
If it's funny to me, the irony in the fact that the man who has coined the phrase fake news is himself the world's premier number one worst journalist. I mean, he just makes things up all the time. When he gets a fact right, it's kind of noteworthy. But yet he's the one that complains about fake news that's biased and, you know, Trump says things that are always favorable to him. So what is that by definition? That's bias. I mean, it's an amazing world. As a guy who tries to think logically, it's an amazing world that he tries to paint. Anyway, and keep in mind, I voted for him and I still think he's a pretty good president. You know, how can you say all these things and still think that? Do you remember what the last 4 years were like? You know, it's always out of the choices that you have. And, you know, do I think it's going to turn out well in the next couple of years as we start to see the results of his policies? I actually do. And maybe it won't. I don't know. Who can tell the future? It's, you know, let's try a whole bunch of different things. And we are trying a whole bunch of different things. But none of that really changes whether his things that he says are accurate, inaccurate, logical, illogical, crazy. They mostly are crazy, illogical, and unfactual. The bird one, it cracks me up. What's the number one cause of death of birds? You want to take a guess? You won't guess, but cars. You want to take a guess? It's not cars. Cars, okay. In the U.S., according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, cars kill about 215 million birds a year, which is a lot. That's like, I mean, two-thirds of one per person. So everybody on average catches about, you know, a bird every year and a half.
The only reason why I say that, I don't want to drive back from Texas.
You caught like, a bird. It's bad. Okay. You want to take another stab at another thing that kills birds?
Electricity.
Ooh. Low on the list. I don't even have a number for that, but no, it's not there. Okay. Take another stab. You're doing good. This is a good game.
Shotguns?
Although, I mean, maybe. Maybe hunters, you know. Kill.
Yeah.
Number one cause of bird deaths in the United States, cats.
Really?
Yeah. 2.4 million. Meow. Billion. 2.4 billion birds are killed every year by cats, according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife. 2.4 billion, that's a lot. I mean,
that's a lot.
We have a lot of cats, but that's a lot of birds. Collisions with glass in buildings.
Okay.
We live by a forestry area, sort of. You know, there's lots of trees. It doesn't matter what you do. Birds fly in
the sliding door.
They do. Boom. They fly right into your windows. It's awful. It's a very distinctive thud. You recognize it instantly. Sometimes they live, sometimes they don't. What can you do? 600 million a year. So about three times as many as killed by cars, killed by just windows.
Wow.
And then 2.4 billion killed by cats. The number of birds in the United States killed by windmills, 234,000. So 1/1,000th as many as are killed by cars. And 1/3,000th, rough math, as many as are killed by collisions with windows. And 1/1,000,000th, for every bird killed by a windmill, there's 1,000,000 birds killed by a cat. It's kind of hard numbers to wrap your brain around, frankly, but there it is. So, yeah, not particularly a big deal. And most every fact he said there. I think the issue is he doesn't like them. He thinks they're ugly, and, you know, he just wants to get rid of them for that reason. Which, you know, just say that. That's fine. I'm against them because they're ugly. Aesthetically, I don't like the way they look. I prefer gold on the landscape. Instead of white-trimmed, swirly propeller things. 523 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really
great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies all in their own style. Come out and take a spin on the dance floor at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As she walked towards me, I saw that twinkle in her eyes. I knew it was time to do the nasty. And I like doing the nasty.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Robert Townsend as the, you know, overly dramatic, which is kind of a thing to say, film noir detective in Hollywood Shuffle. Just that whole movie makes me laugh. 526 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. A mass shooting played out inside a midtown Manhattan high-rise yesterday, leaving five people dead, including the shooter and an NYPD officer. City officials say Deidrul Islam died protecting others. The 36-year-old officer was killed in the lobby alongside two men and a woman. The gunman, 27-year-old Shane Tamura, reportedly drove in from Las Vegas with a rifle. Another victim remains in critical but stable condition. Several others suffered minor injuries. Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell asking the Supreme Court to overturn her sex trafficking conviction. In a new brief filed on Monday, Maxwell's lawyers argue an agreement made between Epstein and the U.S. government would shield her from prosecution. Maxwell, of course, currently serving her 20-year sentence in federal prison. And Tesla's new diner and charging station in Hollywood apparently drawing some protests 1 week after opening. Dozens of people have gathered outside of that facility in recent days, some upset with Elon Musk and his ties, of course, to President Trump and Doge.
I don't think I've ever even seen Elon Musk wear a tie.
No?
They're upset over Elon Musk's ties.
Right. Okay. All right. Good morning. It's 5 a.m.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. I got David. He didn't catch it the first time. He's getting that second wave. Oh, man, these dad jokes are killing me. Oh, I love it. 528 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, man. Plastic surgery is genocide, according to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
You know, as a person who takes the formation of my views pretty seriously and understands that when I come up with something that makes sense to me, that I think is right, and I've tried to understand all the different sides, I take my own ideas, you know, pretty seriously. Jamie Lee Curtis is the kind of woman who far too seriously takes her views. I read an article. It was an interview with her. It was actually more of a summary of an interview. It's kind of weird. But I read this interview with her yesterday, and lengthy interview. And the primary thing that she was wanting to express in that interview over the course of the whatever, was that, this is with the Guardian, the British newspaper, that the cosmeceutical industrial complex, her words, is committing genocide against women through the promotion of plastic surgery, which teaches them to hate their bodies and to think that they're not adequate and to, you know, change themselves in order to please their own or some man or society's expectations of how they should look. And, of course, she, in her senior years, now goes natural gray, doesn't wear makeup. You know, her body is what her body is, that kind of stuff. There's a lot you could say about this. And I don't totally disagree with her. I mean, the notion that, you know, women need to be improved upon, remedied, whatever, modified in order to be acceptable. But that comes in a lot of varieties, not the least of which is makeup, fits that bill, fashion, you know, exercise and fitness is part of that, and cosmetic surgery is certainly part of it. Here's the one part that I would sort of raise as a question. Is somebody whose parents made their living off of being physically attractive and who she has made her living largely off of being physically attractive the right person to come in and say that anybody who isn't born with physically attractive capabilities is thereby prohibited from ever acquiring them through surgical interventions? Because that's what the defenders will say is, this is the great equalizer. Anybody can be pretty if they can pay enough.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Cops in New York City say a man carrying a rifle opened fire, killing four people inside an office tower, including off-duty NYPD officer Adidarul Islam.
He put himself in harm's way. He made the ultimate sacrifice. Shot in cold blood, wearing a uniform that stood for the promise that he made to this city.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch, cops say the gunman, 27-year-old Shane Tamura of Las Vegas, took his own life. President Trump mixing a round of golf today in Scotland, sandwiched with some tariff and trade deals in his back pocket.
The president took on a lot of political issues, from tariffs to the war in Gaza. The president is riding high from a deal with the European Union that imposes a 15% tariff on most European goods.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 82 degrees in Pensacola this morning. PPD says they're looking for a missing man, a 71-year-old man with dementia who disappeared from a local hospital. Officers say Dennis Allen Jolly was last seen at the Baptist Hospital emergency room July 25th. He reportedly has dementia and other health issues, which PPD says could put him at risk. He may also be limping from a leg wound. PPD has posted photos on social media. We'll also have those up on our news radio website here shortly. The Santa Rosa Mall, Mary Esther, set for some big renovations this fall. That facility's interior closes this September as developers are working to add some new stores, such as a full-service grocery, some new retail stores, restaurants, and, of course, new residential housing as well. Some businesses will remain open, including the Surge Adventure Park, the Regal Cinemas Theater, Planet Fitness, and the Wentz Brothers Festival of Fears. Developers do say that all of the changes are a necessary milestone for that facility. Al Santa Rosa County Sheriff reacting to the news that Timothy Price Williams won't be getting the death penalty after taking a plea deal. He pleaded guilty to first-degree murder last week in exchange for the state not pursuing the death penalty. Prosecutors say they talked with Deputy Ray Hamilton's family before putting pen to paper.
For me, if it's my deputy, and of course Eric Aiden would be the one to talk to, yeah. I would be 100% behind what the family wants. And I get your point of, hey, if you shoot at a cop and you shoot a cop, you need to die. And in Santa Rosa County, they probably would because we'd kill them. But, you know, it's up to the family for me.
Yeah, Sheriff Bob Johnson there, and he says his understanding is that the family didn't want to endure the pain of sitting through the trial. Price Williams shot and killed Deputy Ray Hamilton on Christmas Eve 2022 as he responded to a domestic violence call. His sentencing is set for August 28th. He'll face a mandatory life sentence. Well, public safety officials say there's lots of jobs open for dispatchers in Escambia County, at least five positions open at the moment.
We're looking for people who, one, want to show up to work and do the work, and two, who would enjoy this type of being able to interact with the public, help the public out.
Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, and he says they need people with problem-solving abilities, as dispatchers are often tasked with figuring out just how to get ambulances to the right spot without crossing them to the next call and anticipating where future calls even could come from based on several factors. Dispatchers also have to interact with the public as 911 call takers. For more information on that job, check out myescambia.com. Well, we're getting closer and closer to kids heading back to school, and parents could get some savings on their back-to-school shopping. Governor DeSantis announcing yesterday the annual back-to-school sales tax holiday starts on August 1st. That means most school supplies, clothing, and electronics will be sold tax-free. You can get a full list of eligible items at floridarevenue.com. 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are under a heat advisory today with heat index values up to 112 degrees. High today near 96 degrees with a 40% chance of pop-up showers and thunderstorms. Heading into the overnight period, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
82 degrees right now in Pensacola. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 538 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's going to be hot today. Do we have a heat advisory again today? I assume we do, yeah. So starting probably at 10 o'clock is normally the way these things run. In any case, it's brutal today, so just be careful. You know, use good judgment. Make good choices, okay? Yesterday, Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, we talked with him pretty extensively. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, glad to be back.
Good to have you. So you and I haven't had a chance to talk too much. We were having a little bit of trouble getting connected, so I apologize. That's my fault. I don't know if there's anything that's been a big case or anything that's happened in Santa Rosa County. I didn't see anything particularly, but you'd be the one who'd know a whole lot better than I would. Anything that we ought to talk about?
No, it's been pretty quiet so far, which is a good thing.
All right, we like that. That's my favorite one. But we do have some stories in the news that I wanted to ask you about. I want to start with the one that, and look, I understand in advance that you may be reluctant to comment on this, and I accept that. I always defer to you guys on your judgment, but I am sure you're well aware. Okaloosa County, a couple of years ago, had a deputy that got shot and killed responding to a domestic violence incident. Basically, the guy, you know, was out the window shooting at the cops. He got hit. They took him to the hospital. He passed away. He has now agreed a deal with the state attorney's office to confess and also to accept for the other attempted murder charges against the other deputies and the first-degree murder charge against the one he killed. And the state attorney's office is allowing that in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. I spent a lot of last hour talking about how I disagree with this decision for a variety of reasons. I don't want to rehash those. But I wanted to ask you, you're the neighboring agency sheriff, and I know you're close to Sheriff Aiden. And, you know, I mean, if you have an opinion, our audience wants to hear it. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand that too.
No, I'll talk about it. If I understand it correctly, the reason they ran it past Ray's family and the family, to avoid having to sit through the painful process of court, agreed to it as well. So I'm all for what the family wants. Would I like to see this scumbag put down? Oh, yeah, I'd like to do it myself personally. But if it helps the family and it gets closure for them and they don't have to sit through some gruesome testimony, you know, I'm all for it. I really am. It's all about Ray's family.
Well, so it's interesting because that's kind of exactly the opposite of what I was saying last hour. And, you know, you're the expert. I'm the opinion maker. So talk about that a little bit, because my concern is I totally understand not wanting to inflict any more suffering on the family.
Yeah.
But I think you also have other law enforcement officers and the deterrence effect of believing that you're going to die if you shoot at a cop. And also just that some families might be, you know, philosophically opposed to the death penalty and some families might be for it. And I don't think justice ought to depend on whether this family or that family has a view. It ought to be based on what the law says and what's best for the whole community is kind of what I was saying last hour.
Yeah. And, you know, you can argue either way. And like I said, I'd love to put him down personally, but you know, for me, if it's my deputy, and of course Eric Aiden would be the one to talk to, I would be 100% behind what the family wants. And I get your point of, hey, if you shoot at a cop and you shoot a cop, you need to die. And in Santa Rosa County, they probably would, because we'd kill them. But, you know, it's up to the family for me. That's where I would rest the whole entire thing. If they say, no, we want them dead, then I'd be like, hey, I support you 100% and we'll go for the death penalty. But if they say, no, we don't want to sit through that and don't want to get punished, basically, and, you know, send them to prison for life, I would accept what the family wants.
Okay, interesting. That's why I love talking to people, especially smart people, because we just have different views on this. And you're the sheriff, I'm the philosopher. So thank you. I appreciate that.
So you said smart people. You said smart people. Who's coming on the show after?
Stop it. don't get humble on me now, sir. you're the authority. You make this literally life and death decisions, you know? So I appreciate that. I take that under advisement for sure. I wanted to talk with you about there's been two other stories that have been in the news this over the weekend. One is far more awful than the other one. Let's start with that one. It was, I believe, in Arkansas. A couple with their kids are out hiking. They wind up getting murdered. We're still not quite sure exactly what happened. They're looking for a suspect who apparently fled in the car. The kids were left okay. To me, when I hear that, because my wife and I, we go boating, we go hiking, we go paddleboarding, we do stuff and with our kids and without our kids all the time. To me, this is just another version of you're vulnerable in all kinds of places that you don't think you might be vulnerable in. Is that how you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, and consider, you know, anytime you go outside anywhere in America, you know, something bad can happen. Look at the Walmart up in Michigan. People just shopping. Some idiot comes in there and starts stabbing people. You know, you always have to keep your head on a swivel. And I tell everybody, you know, Santa Rosa is the safest counties in America. We still have killings. I mean, you just, it's you know, you're not going to avoid it. And you always have to protect yourself and your family. So I tell everybody, you know, carry a gun, train with a gun. Don't just buy one and put it in your waistband, but train, learn how to shoot, protect yourself, protect your family. And if you're going hiking, I mean, you know, you have not only crazy people out there, you have bears, you have all stuff that could attack you.
Right.
So you always need to have some means of self-defense.
It's inconvenient, but, you know, we live in a world that, you know, the more remote it is, the more vulnerable you could be.
Yeah.
And that's why I actually find it very frustrating when you encounter, and I think it's like federal parks, basically, where they'll tell you no firearms. And I'm like, well, you're just making me choose between, you know, my safety or visiting your park. And that's not a great choice to have to make.
Right.
Because, you know, like you said, I mean, not people necessarily, but there are also bad people, you know?
And you have to determine, too, you say it's inconvenient. Well, being killed is inconvenient, too.
Right.
So you always got to weigh it. And, you know, you always have to have some way to protect yourself. And, you know, the federal parks that say no handguns or whatever, I just don't go to them because I'm packing 24-7 pretty much. So
it's a choice.
You know, if it's someplace that's, no handguns, and I'm just not going there.
And, Sheriff, you mentioned it, but this was the other story that I had wanted to talk about with you is – you have this knife attack in Michigan, in Traverse City, you know, where a guy walks in with a folding knife, starts attacking people. I hate to say it, but it's true. Yeah. He cut a woman's throat. Thank God she lived. But, you know, then, you know, 11 people wind up getting wounded and then gets confronted outside by a group of good guys, one of whom has a gun.
Yeah.
He clearly needs to go to the range more because he's holding it sideways like some thug. It's weird. But they managed to get him in custody and somebody else tackles him. And it's good people doing the right thing. But if nobody had a gun, I don't know how this might have been different. But also that there was restraint. You know, you tend to think people with guns shoot right away. Well, this was restraint, right? They captured him instead of killing him.
Yeah. And that goes to show, you know, in Florida, almost everybody pretty much is armed, especially in the panhandle. We love our Second Amendment. And I think, and not to judge the people of Michigan, I'm not trying to do that, but I know they have gun control issues up there. But in Florida, you know, if that same thing would have happened, the first person to get stabbed and yelled out help, you know, if it was at Walmart in Santa Rosa County, he probably would have got shot by four or five different people at one time. And, you know, it would have been stopped pretty quick because, like I said, just about everybody's packing, and you need to be nowadays. People are crazy.
You know, this is another kind of, you know, like I go to Walmart all the time, and I don't know why Walmart has become like the nexus of these incidents, but that's that's why I carry. It's not necessarily me. It's if I'm in a situation where I can do good, I'm faster than the police response. I want to be able to do good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what they say. They say when you need the police and minutes matter or seconds matter, we're minutes away. So, I mean, you have to be able to protect yourself and your family for a limited amount of time prior to us getting there.
You know, the last one I was going to bring up with you, Sheriff, is there's some interesting data comes out that says that states with stand your ground laws, we're kind of on a theme here, but the net takeaway from the study was that states with stand your ground laws have a higher homicide rate. And, you know, I don't know in the study whether they did a very good job of differentiating, well, homicide of innocent people or homicide of crime perpetrators, you know, because that's worth asking, right? But also, what I think is, okay, well, if more people get shot and killed, that doesn't necessarily mean that that outcome is wrong. Maybe they deserved it, or maybe, you know, it seemed like a kind of a loaded conclusion, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you can tell it's probably leaning a little on the left there. But, homicide, you know, cops commit homicides across this country, unfortunately, every day. And people think, well, no, they're killing people that, you know, were shooting at other people, and it's still a homicide. They didn't die of natural causes. They died of lead poisoning. And the reason being is, you know, it's still classified as a homicide, even though a cop is rightfully killing someone that is doing something bad. It's still classified as a homicide. And what the left likes to do, or the anti-Second Amendment people like to do, is just cram it all into one big package and go, yeah, look at this. Stand your ground states are killing people left and right and blah, blah, blah. And it's just not so. If you whittle down the statistics and take the ones out of justifiable shootings, it probably would get cut in half, probably.
Yeah, and again, you know, the thing we're always saying is the good guy with a gun and proper training and knowledge of the law produces a situation where even the sheriff in Michigan said much more horrible things could have happened if good people and particularly a good guy with a gun hadn't been there to thwart it. You know, that's the justification. Correct. And those stories don't get reported a lot of times, or they, you know, the crime averted doesn't get reported because, you know, who's going to bother reporting it sometimes? That's also true, too. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks so much, as always, for the time. And I appreciate the perspective where you and I disagree. That's, I think, useful for the audience and useful to make me think about my own view. So I appreciate that, sir.
No worries.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, Andrew.
Absolutely. 5:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wine a little, dine a lot. That's a charity wine pairing gala for Cat Country 98.7, benefiting the Capstone Adaptive Learning Therapy Center. Get your tickets now. Enjoy your culinary excellence for a good cause. Find out more at our sister station's website, catcountry987.com. Also, the 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th. So that is just over 2 weeks away. In the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark. Stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. Gulfwind's Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000. So it's always a great, great event that they put on every year. 5:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, bless you, it's just about everyone with a vested interest in the status quo, as far as I can tell, Reg.
Yeah, well, what Jesus blatantly fails to appreciate is it's the meek who are the problem. Yeah.
What Jesus clearly fails to understand is that the meek are the problem. Monty Python, The Life of Brian. Poor Tops. So good. 5:53, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Two major Israeli human rights groups are accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. They're citing mass deaths, destruction, displacement, and blocked aid. The Israeli government denying those claims. Meanwhile, former President Obama says that Gazans are dying of starvation and calling for immediate humanitarian access. Football legend Deion Sanders is now cancer-free after undergoing surgery for high-risk bladder cancer.
Doctors, I thought he had just announced yesterday that he had it and he was going to coach anyway. He's now cancer-free?
Well, that's what I'm seeing here, is okay, that he's cancer-free.
I didn't read the story, so I could be completely misinformed. Okay.
Well, treatment moves fast in this generation, Andrew. He says he's cancer-free. He did undergo surgery for the high-risk bladder cancer. Doctors found the tumor during a routine checkup, and he said he had his bladder removed and reconstructed in that one procedure. Boy, that sounds like a very complex surgery.
Yeah, I guess his family didn't. I was just checking some of the other stories to see what else was going on here, and he said some of his sons didn't even know until it was announced, like, to the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I can't imagine going through that.
He's a man of faith, right? I mean, you know, and you usually tell everybody you're close to, hey, pray for me. You know, I mean, that's how that works normally. So that's very surprising. All right. Was that it, sir?
Well, I did have one more quick thing here.
Yes,
Harvard
please.
University is preparing to spend up to $500 million to settle a dispute with the Trump administration over anti-Semitism allegations on campus. Harvard's potential payment could far exceed the $200 million that Columbia University recently paid in a similar settlement.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm going to regret saying this one out loud, but here goes. If you're new to the show, Andrew's brain works in very squirrely ways. Okay,
it does.
You ready? This is. I'm looking up the headlines on Deion Sanders, and then I guess I don't know if this is. I don't know who this person is, but the headline was Karrueche Tran, that's an Asian woman, seen crying with Deion Sanders amid cancer diagnosis. And for whatever reason, the part of that headline that caught my attention is, in this day and age, it's got to be kind of unlucky if your last name is Tran. Because people are always wondering about you, and especially if there's more than one of you, and, you know, the Trans are coming over, and you don't know which way they mean it. Just, you know... All right, I'm going to move on. Oh, language is funny. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this was such a neat little, funny things catch my attention. And this is one of those funny little thing that caught my attention. It was a little story. The headline was, Parents Who Seek Help Need to Lighten Up. Okay. Washington Post opinion piece on parenting, Marina Lopez writes, I suppose it could be Lopes, but I doubt it, you know, writes that she frequently leaves her children with a friend who lives next door. She and her friend have different parenting styles, friends being much stricter, and Lopez is fine with that, as are her kids, who have learned to roll with getting, the first time I read that, I learned to eye roll, and that's not what they said, learned to roll with getting yelled at a little more often. In the column, Lopez urges parents of all stripes to be more flexible when others watch their children. Quote, parents say they want a village, but too often we only want villagers who parent exactly like we do. Oh, amen, sister. Well said. When caregivers don't align with our philosophies, we sometimes opt out at a cost. You know, that's a really savvy observation that, you know, you sometimes only want to have other people parent your kids if they're going to do it exactly the way you do. Well, part of recognizing your own imperfections as a person and as a parent is allowing your kids to experience some things beyond just your own personal parenting style. That's really smart. I totally agree with this. I don't know that we practiced it very well, but as a concept, she's exactly right. We just didn't do a lot of delegating of parenting anyway. But let them experience some other people who, you know, the book apparently she's written is called Please Yell at My Kids. Oh, amen. Sometimes you have this, like, I don't know if I can discipline somebody else's kids. In an unhealthy world, you can't. Because the other parent will be upset at you for disciplining their kids. In a healthy world, the other parent will celebrate you for disciplining their kids and will remind kids that they're not adults. Because, you know, it's kind of like the old one, the teacher would yell at you at school. You knew the beating you're going to get. Oh, sorry, the scolding and the beating you were going to get at home was going to be twice as bad. Like, that's the healthy world. The unhealthy world is the one where the teachers are afraid to be too mean to the kids because the parents will come and defend the kids and attack the teachers, which is the unhealthy world. That's the bad world. Now, there are sometimes bad teachers, okay? But the general default, remember, you always got to live your life based on default settings with exceptions. And the default setting should be the teachers are right.
the administrators are right. And there, you can be room for them to be wrong, but you got to be, they got to be, and you don't do that in front of the kids either. You don't default set to the kids are right versus the adults. Anyway, so please yell at my kids. Yes. Yeah. Hey, I always thought, you know, if my kids get away from me in the store and somebody else, you got to scold them. You got to spank them. None of that bothers me. They'll learn. That's good. They should learn that the community is there to correct them. I would never let somebody else spank my kids. Why? How dare you? Why? You don't think that they're capable of making decent judgments? I think they are. That's why they're community members.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.